After a glass of water, Madame Romanoff takes on several more people. With some, she asks questions that seem very broad, but the grieving audience members always rush in to tell her their stories. It seems almost as if she leads them on, getting them to supply the answers without her help. But I've never seen a medium at work before, and I can't say for sure. Felicity leans over and whispers in my ear. Are you ready? My stomach's turning flips. I think so. Mademoiselle Lafarge shushes us. Elizabeth and Cecily eye us suspiciously. On stage, Madame Romanoff asks for one last candidate. Like a shot, Felicity's out of her seat, pulling me up by the arm. Oh, please, madam, she says, sounding like she's on the verge of tears when she's really fighting back waves of laughter. My friend is far too modest to ask for your help. Could you please help a girl reach her dear departed mother, Mrs. Sarah Reese Toome? There is a chorus of murmurs and gasps. Every bit of breath has been knocked from me. That was unnecessary, I hiss. You want it to be believable, don't you? Besides, you might get something in the bargain up there. Girls, sit down at once. Mademoiselle Lafarge pulls hard on my skirt, trying to anchor me to my seat. But it's no use. Felicity's plea has struck a chord with Madame Romanoff. Two of her turbaned men are at my side, showing me down the aisle. I don't know whether to kill Felicity or thank her. Perhaps there is a way to contact my mother as well. My palms go sweaty with the thought that in just a few moments I could speak with my mother again, even if I have to do it through a medium and the spirit of Sarah Reese Toome. As I mount the small stage, I can hear the rustle of programs, the insect buzzing of murmured whispers mixing with the sighs of the disappointed whose chance to contact the dead is gone, usurped by a red-haired girl whose green eyes are wild with hope. Madame Romanoff bids me sit. There is an open pocket watch on the table, showing the time to be 9:48. She reaches across the table to cradle my hand in both of hers.
Dear child, you have suffered greatly, I fear. We must all help this young lady find her beloved mother. Let us all close our eyes and concentrate for the aid of this young girl. Now, what is the name of the dearly departed?
Virginia Doyle. Virginia Doyle. My throat is parched and tight as I say, Sarah Reese Toome. Madame Romanoff swells her fingers over the glass ball and drops her voice into a lower register.
I call now on the spirit of Sarah Reese Toome, beloved mother. There is one who wishes to contact you, one who needs your presence here.
For a moment, I half expect to hear Sarah tell me to shove off, leave her alone, stop pretending I know her. But mostly, I'm hoping that it will be my mother's voice I hear next, laughing at my duplicity, forgiving me for everything, even this bit of trickery. Across the table, Madame Romanoff's deep growl grows sweet as prayer song. Darling, is that you? Oh, how I've missed you so. It's only now that I realize how I've been holding my breath, hoping for a chance, waiting for a miracle. My heart's beating wildly in my chest, and I can't help calling out to her. Mother, is that you? Yes, darling, it's me, your loving mother. There are a few sniffles from the audience. My mother would never say something so coddling. I throw out a lie to see if it comes back to me. Mother, do you miss our home in Surrey terribly much? The rose bushes out back by the little Cupid? I'm begging for her to say, Gemma, have you gone a bit simple, dear? Something, anything, but not this. Oh, I can see it even now, my darling. The green of Surrey, the roses in our wonderful garden. But do not miss me too much, my child. I shall see you again one day. The crowd sniffles and sighs in sentimental approval, even as the lie turns sour in my gut. Madame Romanoff is nothing more than an actress. She's pretending to be my mother, someone named Sarah Rees-Toombe, who lives in a cottage with a cupid out back, when my own mother's name was Virginia Doyle, a woman who never once set foot in Surrey. I'd like to show Madame Romanoff a taste of what it's really like on that other side, where spirits are not happy to see you. I don't realize that I'm holding Madame Romanoff's hand with all my strength, because there's a sudden flare of light, like the world opening up, and I'm falling into that tunnel again, my rage pulling me down fast. But this time, I'm not alone. Somehow, I've managed to bring Madame Romanoff along, as I almost did with Pippa. I haven't the vaguest idea how it's happened, but here she is, bold as day, screaming her head off. Bloody hell! Where am I? Madame Romanoff's Russian, all right, by way of Beau Bells. What kind of devil are you? I can't answer her. I'm struck dumb. We're in a dark, misty forest, one I recognize from my dreams. It has to be the same misty woods Mary Dowd wrote about. I've done it. I'm in the realms, and they are as real as the screaming little thief next to me. What's that, eh? She grabs tight to my sleeve. There's movement in the trees. The mist is crawling. They start to come out, one by one, till there are 20 or more. They're dead. Hollow-eyed, pale-lipped, skin stretched shiny tight over bone. A woman in rags carries a baby at her breast. She's dripping wet, and strings of slick green vegetation hang twisted in her hair. Two men stagger forward, arms outstretched. I can see the rounded knob of bone where their hands have been chopped clean off. They keep coming, their mouths all making the same hideous murmur.
Come to us. You've come to us.
Madame Romanoff's shrieking and practically climbing up my side.
What the hell's going on here? Sweet Jesus, get me out of here. Please, I'll never con nobody no more. On me mother's grave, I won't.
Stop, I say, holding out my hand. Surprisingly, it works. Which one of you is Sarah Rees-Toombe? None of the spirits come forward. Is there one among you by that name? Nothing.
Tell them to go away,
Madame Romanoff says. She grabs a tree limb from the ground and swings it wildly in front of her, warding them off and grunting in fear. Through the trees, I see her, the blue silk of her dress. I hear the warm amber of her laugh. Find me if you can, love. I grab Madame Romanoff by the shoulders. What's your name? Your real name?
Sally,
she says, hoarse with fear.
Sally Carney.
Sally, listen carefully to me. I've got to leave you for a moment, but I'll be right back. You'll be all right.
No! Don't you leave me here with them, you little slut, or I'll carve your creepy green eyes out when we get back. You see if I don't now.
She's screaming, but I'm already running through the trees, the hope of blue just ahead of me, always out of reach. And then I'm in the ruin of a temple. A Buddha sits cross-legged on an altar surrounded by candles. It's peaceful here. There's no sound save for the cooing of birds. No fear. I let my fingertips flutter against the orange-blue flame of the candles, but I feel no heat or pain. A soft scent of lilies floats through the open door. I wish I could see those flowers of my childhood, of my mother and India. And then suddenly, they're everywhere. The room is filled with white, blooming flowers. I made it happen with just my thoughts. It's so beautiful, I could stay here forever.